All right, you good librarians. You want this motherfucker? I'm going to give you this motherfucker. This coming up is the live podcast from Horror Realm. And I caught a lot of shit because I recorded this. And somebody went and done told on me and stirred up some shit to somebody else that done told on me that stirred up some shit. And on and on and on and ad nauseum. And I was going to pull this motherfucker. I really was. I was going to pull it down and I was going to fucking delete it. And you was never going to get to hear it again. But you good librarians done twisted both my arms behind my back and said, Dr. Puss, do it. Well, you were wrong. Because you should have said, Westy, do it. And by God, I have. What you were about to hear is some of the most explicit shit that I have ever done in my life. If you don't like the word fuck, motherfucker, bastard, son of a bitch, things like that, then I'd turn this fucker off right now. If you don't mind those words, you're in for a hell of a ride. Because the more I listen to it, and the more accolades I got from you good librarians, I had a great time. We're going to start off with a little song from Cobra Starship that just more or less tells you exactly what my mindset is on this, the live podcast from Horror Realm. Listen for the one line. Fuck 'em if they can't take a joke. Hey ho, let's go! Motherfucker.
And now I came here to make it dance.
Yeah. Hollywood Labyrinth. I'm broadcasting live from Whore Realm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got some crazy fucker right beside me. He keeps on singing like Neil Diamond or shit. And he's going to sing you a song. Are you ready? Here we go.
Library of the Living Dead, featuring Dr. Buzz. All of you good librarians, come on down.
All right, that's enough of that shit. We've been sitting here for like 2 freaking days. I've been running my ass off since Friday. No, actually it's Thursday, because I done took me off Thursday. Running around, picking people up, drinking some beers, having some good times, and then all of a sudden, I got to Whore Realm. And we got all the goddamn authors here. I ain't kidding you, good librarians. I can look, and I can see right there at the end, there's Rhea Frater from Texas. Rhea, give me a wave. Show me your boobs. Oh, she did, too. I like that. I like that a lot. And we got Rob Fox from the really big-ass selling. Big-ass selling. I'm telling you, it's a big-ass selling. Z-Day is here. Give me a thumbs up, Rob. Z-Day! We also have Robert Best and his lovely wife, Laura, sitting here. And I wish I could tell you that I could see my sign behind Rob's head, but I can't. Because it's true. Rob got a big head, but you know what? There's all this smart shit in Rob's head. He got Lakewood Memorial sitting out there, and he's doing a hell of a job selling that. And of course, you know Laura, lovely Laura, with those great songs that she puts out for the Library of the Living Dead. Also, I've done trusted Laura with my money. I don't know. That might be like trusting my wife with her money. And sometimes I end up with no money. Lord, I got money in there. I'd like you to open up my misfits coffin. Okay, there's like a quarter in there. And so far I'm doing real good because I got to buy me some straw. And hold on just a second. I'm going to drink me some straw. Oh, my God, that tastes good. And I just spit all over my new computer, too. But I don't give a fuck. I'm having a great time. I made friends with the guy that's running the bar out there, and he was saying, you know, geez, doctor, you know, I got to be here for 2 days, and then they said I can't be here on Sunday. And I said, well, what the fuck did they pay you? He said, $50. And I said, okay, here's $50. So we are going to have a bar tomorrow on Sunday that we can go out and get us a little bit of drinks and everything. And I got my straw for $2. And then he gave me a 4-shot of Jim Beam. And I'm still burning. And I know when I go to the bathroom here in just a little bit, it's still going to be burning. Because that shit is shit. I'm not kidding you. And we have people like looking around at his shit. And there's the lovely Dr. Becca. Come over, Dr. Becca, and say hello to the podcast audience.
Hi!
Actually, she sounds just a little bit retarded there. And that's okay. Because, you know, she's all stressed out and shit. And she had all these, you know, author panels to put together, and she'd been working her ass off, and she had to do her dissertation, and she lost a lot of brain cells, you know? But I tell you what, she's goddamn hot. That's all that matters. So, I mean, woo! And she is smacking her ass, and my table just rose. Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! I want to tell you, good librarians, we've been selling every goddamn Library of the Living Dead book that we have out. Except for one of them. And I'm going to tell you good librarians about this son of a bitch. Because I bought him a goddamn room. All right? And he wrote Element 245. I paid $400 for his goddamn room and he didn't show up. So you know what I'm going to do with these books? I got an outhouse. And I'm going to wipe my ass with every damn one of them. You want to buy me out, Paul? That's fine. It's going to cost you $5,000, motherfucker. I do not have to worry about a lawyer. I got a contract, all right? I got a contract. All right, but on the positive side, we got Derek J. coming. And he had his book, Apocalypse Shift. And I'm going to go ask Derek just how many goddamn copies he really did sell. As soon as Dan Galley quits playing with my leg.
Yeah, we sold out of all the copies we had here. How many did we have? We did not have
more than four.
We had 15. We sold out of all of them.
Sold out! Derek J. Goodman, selling out of the Apocalypse Shift. Now, you guys can get that on Amazon.com, and it's soon to be available at Joseph Beth Booksellers. And Derek Dunn sold them out. And I mean, he sold them out. I didn't have to do nothing. I didn't have to drag people to him. I didn't have to threaten people. I didn't have to do nothing. He just stood there with this smile on his face. You know, and I want y'all, you ain't ever seen Derek before, all right? But I want you to picture, okay? I want you to picture this. Okay, you getting ready? You getting ready? Because I want you to picture this. All right? Groucho Marx. All right? He's got great black eyebrows. All he needs is that little bit of black shit under his nose. And he is Groucho Marx. And you know what the magic word is? Apocalypse Shift. Because we done sold out. That's what we done. We done sold out. Okay. And I got right in front of me, Uno Shado. This guy's fucking crazy, all right? And he's like a stalker or something, you know? And I was a dumbass, and I ordered me a room as a suite for me and Dave Dunwoody, you know? Because Dave's like half blind, and I could have chased him around the room and caught him and stuff. But, you know, I got a guy that's in there. It's Uno, and then he brings this crazy motherfucker named Vic from Texas. And we got all of us in this room, and it's crazy. And we're not chasing each other around like in the homosexual way. You know, we're just like slapping each other. And, well, I guess that was in the homosexual way. But we each take turns in the bathroom, so you don't have to worry about a mess being done in there. So I'm going to give the headphone over to Uno, because this motherfucker just keeps on talking, and he talks, and he talks, and he talks, and I'm sure I'm going to have to smack his headphones off of him so that we are going on with this podcast. Uno, I'm giving you the goddamn headphones.
All right, so I was on this fucking elevator, and I'm talking to all these people, and there's this guy. He walks up to me, and he's like, hey, what is going on here? So I point to my little badge, and I say, it's a horror realm. And he's like, horror realm? You mean like George Romero? And I'm like, exactly. We've been talking about George all night, all day, right? And this guy's like, well, I know George Romero. I'm like, wait a minute. You know George Romero? He goes, well, I think I was in his first movie. And he says, wait. You were in George Romero's movie? What movie? And he goes, I was in Night of the Living Dead. I'm like, that was George's first movie. And he goes, oh, okay. And I was like, wait. You were in Night of the Living Dead, though. Dude, who did you play? And he says, oh, well, I played just one of the ghouls. I'm like, well, that's cool. The elevator doors opened up behind him. And he goes, well, I'll talk to you later down the lobby. I'm like, wait, I want to fucking talk to you. What's going on? And he just took off. And so now I've got this guy who showed up for a 50-year fucking high school reunion, right? And that's an achievement. And yet, if this dude had took a video still of himself in George Romero's movie, brought it down here, he could sign autographs for $20 a pop to all of us, right? And this guy has no idea of the second income he could fucking have because nobody's got his signature, and he was in a movie that we all love, right? So anyway, I'm going to turn this bitch back over to Dr. Puss, but I just had to tell you my story. I have a lot more.
And oh my God, does he have a lot more stories to tell? Because my ears are about ready to fucking bleed from the stories that he's told. Okay, guys and gals, you really don't know this guy because, you know, like Uno's talked about him and Rhea's talked about him, but I'm gonna bring his sumbitch on here just to tell you a story or two. And his name is Vic. And he is one of the craziest sumbitches from Texas that I have ever met in my entire life, other than Jerry Jones. And I fucking hate Jerry Jones. But I love Vic. And here's Vic.
Well, hey out there, man. This is the Vic. But let me tell you, when I get here, I run into this guy, this Todd guy. You know, he's in all these movies, and he's always... Which one? I've met two of them. Oh, well, Tony, you want to talk about that story? Oh, last night. The cigarette story. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, so we're going outside to smoke a cigarette, me and Uno, and there he is. You know, Tony's standing there. You know, well, that's right. He was the candy man, wasn't he? Yeah. And he needed a smoke. So the strange blonde woman appeared behind us and slowly came in. She was, well, I'm short. She was 7 foot tall, but he's like 6'3". It was very strange. But needless to say, she was dancing about feeding her dogs. But yet she brought time enough to take me and the candy man to go get a smoke. Strangest thing about it was I think she had something in her trunk. She might have been feeding her dogs. But needless to say, she did let us out and we got back alive. Just in enough time to come back and get a scotch and run back into my buddy here, Uno. I mean, what else could I say about the incident? It hasn't ended yet. There's still days left. So I'm going to have to give you back to the doc because I need a drink.
Let me tell you about Vic. Old Vic going to be coming up in our rendition of Rhiannon and Freighters, As the World Dies. And he's going to do a hell of a job. I mean, wouldn't know that this guy is a black midget. I mean, would you know that? Could you tell by the way he's talking that he's a black midget with dwarfism? I mean, he don't even look like it either. He's just like a Texan. And, you know, they always grow big things in Texas, but at least, thank God, he ain't running around like that in the bedroom. I wanna bring all of you on. I got a special guest here tonight, and you're going to know who it is. But I'm going to tell you, he does one motherfucker of a podcast, and it's called The Midnight Podcast. And no, guys, it ain't root rot. It's the guy that done better, and he's coming on right now. His name's Corey, and he came just here special for you.
What's up, Corey the Midnight Podcast? How y'all doing out there? I'm just hanging out down here at Horror Realm, and it's absolutely amazing. Dr. Puss has just gone hog wild down here. I can barely even track you down, man. You're like everywhere and nowhere. It's like awesome, but I'm just having a fantastic time down here. There's more stuff to do here than I could have imagined. I come down here and I'm like, well, I should be able to spend like the whole day Saturday and get, you know, talk to everyone I want to talk to and see everything I want to see. Hell no. It's like, this is literally the whole weekend thing and I can't even make the whole weekend, so I'm kind of screwed, but I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. This is a great time. And man, thanks for having me. I'm jerking out all the cords, I'm sure. No, I'm good. All right. Cool.
Oh,
that's tempting. I might take you up on that. Yeah. Dr. Puss, you're the man.
Thanks, Corey. All right, man. I mean, that was Corey. You know what? Corey done took over one motherfucker of a podcast. And he took it over off the root rot. And everybody said, well, Jesus Christ, they can't do that after root rot. And you know what? He made it better. He made it fancier. And he made it more informative. And that's my good friend, Corey. I'm shaking his hand right now. I don't know whether you can hear that, but he's got something sticky on his hands. And I don't know where he's been, but wait a minute, let me tell you. Oh, my God, it tastes salty. Okay. Okay. And you ain't going to believe this because you just done heard me last week. And you will hear me every freaking Memorial Day from here until God comes and kills us all or that goddamn pulsar out in Sagittarius blows those gamma rays over the United States of America and then kills us all. This is a guy that I just loves me bunches, and he has him a podcast, a blog talk, on every Sunday night. And I was able to be on there to pimp Horror Realm with Eric S. Brown. And everybody, I'm going to hear you say The Dunwoody on three. One, two, three. The Dunwoody! And that's right. Because we had The Dunwoody on Funky Werepig. Now, what kills me is he's walking over here like he's going to be on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And I just fucked him because he ain't. And you know what? He's in my bedroom. And this motherfucker just snores like a train. And I have shoved my old socks down his throat, and then Vic found this thing. I don't know what it was, but it looked like it was like some like 70-year-old mastectomy victim, and it was like a fake boob or something, and it was like it was terrible. It was blue, but of course I guess if you're 70 years old, your tits are blue. But it was pretty gross. And then Dave just goes to sleep and wakes all of us up on this snoring shit. And we tried to shove stuff in his mouth and he liked it. But I want you to let him listen to him say hello, because you know he's not going to be able to see ya, but at least he'll be able to talk. So this is Dave Dunwoody, and he's the author of the most excellent Empire.
What's up? Doc, can we tease something that we forgot to tease earlier? All right. Library of Horror, an imprint of Library of the Living Dead Press, is going to be putting out a collection by me.
Yes!
Yes. It's going to be a short novel and 8 short stories.
I don't need that.
You don't need
that? You stay on.
All right.
This is the first announcement of that, good librarians. We was going to do it earlier, but I didn't want to pop your cherry. So Dave's going to pop your cherry.
That's right. It's going to be called Unbound and Other Tales, and it's going to be a 50,000-word novel, and I slapped another 8 short stories onto it, so you get your money's worth.
You're done?
What more you want me to say?
It's like,
oh, also, fuck you. I wish you'd pulled your tongue out talking shit on me. That work for you?
All right. You know, listen, this son of a bitch thinks he's so cool and shit, you know, yeah, he fucked up and stuff like that. Hey, I got duct tape, all right? And Dunwoody ain't gonna make it back home. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? Or Evan City Cemetery. Ain't that far away. And if you don't know where Evan City Cemetery is, I'm glad. Because that's where David Dunwoody is going to be buried. And Barbara's going to go find him sometime. All right? There ain't no house to find him at when he arises. But by God, he's going to be up there. David Dunwoody, I'm going to shake your hand. Thank you, man. He's been fan-fucking-fucking. fantastic. All right, now we're going to bring on somebody that you actually know his voice. Now, ain't that just cool as shit? Because you know my voice. It's all gravelly and shit like that. And the problem is, you know, this motherfucker kind of waffles a little bit. But I hope he don't waffle on what we're talking about right now. Because he is the king of the funky werepig. I want to introduce all of you good librarians. Oh, bullshit. You better been listening to this goddamn shit that we've been putting up. This is Greg from the Funky Werepig.
Wow, thank you there, Doc. I can't think of anything much more unsanitary than taking this mic after you, sir. So, a lot of whoring, a lot of heroinking here. Whore?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, on three, we're going to yell, whore.
Oh, my
One,
God. And I want to thank you for that great lead-in and the fact that you were still able to count to three. You're a man among men. You're incredible. This has just been cool. We were at some other conventions lately, but I thought I'd stop by Horror Realm because of the doc. Wanted to hang out with the library people and party with my man Zombie Zach, who's here and running around, man, and got to meet The, which, of course, fans of the show know as The Dunwoody, which you actually got to talk to. Just incredible people, man. This place is packed. And I got to tell you, Doc has some clout because he's in the back corner of the vending room. And if this was a ship, it would tip over now. Everybody is literally on this side of the room to hear the podcast. So, Doc, thank you for having me stop by. And thanks for being on the show last week. I did not know at the time that you had done some self-dentistry. I found out actually today when I showed up, you came to my show last week after yanking out two of your own teeth. You know, you really have to get a new hobby. You really do. So, but thanks for having me on, sir.
Thank you, man.
And keep it going, man. You're going to be up and around tonight?
Yep.
You bet?
I'm not drunk.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need to be drunk to pass out. I'll say that officially about you. So. All right, Captain, here you go. I'll turn it back over to the guy of the ship.
Thank you. All right, guys, that was Greg Hall from the Funky Werepig. And no, you good old doctor, hell, he only had him two straw beers. And my God, you can only get straw beer in Pennsylvania. So guess where I am? Oh, you guys are stupid. I'm in Pennsylvania, God damn it. And I'm drinking straw beer. All right? I even had Tam and the girls come up. And they got to meet people up here. And my daughter walks in, and she says, Is that? And I said, yes, it is, Sarah. I said, that's Ken Foray from Dawn of the Dead. Sarah got to see that sitting on my lap at 4 years old. 4 years old! And I was showing her zombie movies. You know what? There's a bunch of them fuckers out there that would probably throw me in jail for doing something like that. You know, mistreating my daughter and everything else like that. You know what? She's seen the movie over 100 times. And she knew exactly who Ken Foray was. And then, right beside him, she said, I know that guy too. Who is he? And I reached up behind her and I whispered in her ear, Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. I didn't even get to say it five times. And she said, that's Tony Todd! And it was. And she fell in love again. So we got great pictures. We're having a great time here. And it's just been a freaking fantastic Horror Realm convention. This is really our first Horror Realm convention. And it's at the Crown Royal Plaza in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you know what? We already got it booked for next year. And I might ask the new doctor on the bunch, Rebecca May, who just done got her PhD. Everybody, give it up for Rebecca May and her PhD. Rebecca going to tell you everything what's going on, and we're going to come back here next year too.
hey, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm having a great time, and I'm happy to sit here and listen to the podcast. And there's a million people here, and I'm so excited, and I got to meet all the authors and so many of the authors whose work that I've gotten to work with and work on and read and think about and mull over. And it's a total pleasure to finally get to meet these guys. And I tell you what, this is absolutely a fantastic weekend. And I tell you what, I owe a huge debt of gratitude to Dr. Puss because our author panels were packed, packed, packed. And for the first year, we were packed, and it was fantastic. And a lot of Q&A and great discussion. And I owe it to Doc. So thank you, Doc.
And that's my Dr. Becca. And she didn't really mean Q&A. She meant T&A. You know, we did have some T&A on there, too. Now, I want to bring on somebody who traveled a long-ass way to get here. And this guy, he really doesn't even have the coo 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 accent. You know, it's not like from the Great White North. I mean, the motherfucker's only from Toronto, so it ain't that far away. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Zombie Zach.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. How the fuck are you? I didn't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap. Make sure to get me cookies. If I don't get cookies, the world is coming to an end in 13 days. Do it. Do it now, or else the world will end. 13 days. Give me cookies. Lots and lots of cookies. Thank you.
That's it. And you know, Zach could go on. Because, I mean, he's all about them damn Canadian cookies and shit like that. But let me tell you. I want to tell you about my authors that are here. I got everybody. Everybody. Except Paul McConnell, who screwed me. And Tim Long, who could not be here. And then I got Vic, and I don't know what the hell he's doing down in front of me, but he's bowing to me. Thank you. Woohoo! Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Vic is just getting down. Now, who I'd like to bring on is a young lady who has written herself three of the most prolific novels that you have ever read in your life with two of my favorite characters that you have ever read in your life. Their names are Katie and Jenny. And this authoress is named Rhiannon Frater. Rhea, come up and say hello to the crowd. All right, she's pulling this asthma attack shit, and oh, Mike, I can't, and, you know, and I'm on my period, and, you know, and Rhea's had some problems since she came up from Texas with all the weird air and stuff like that, and we're going to have a party in her room, so she better get over that asthma attack. Hey, honey, if you can't do it, that's fine. All right, good librarians, we're going to bring up a guy that has written himself a blog. And this blog, oh, horse shit. You've got hemorrhoids, that doesn't count. We're gonna bring up a guy that has done written himself a blog, and this son of a bitch has sold the best that anything that you have ever seen has sold. And his name is Rob Fox. And he has got himself one foxy wife with him. And he better pimp her up, too. All right. And here I want you to listen to Rob Fox telling just a little bit about his over 200 books selling already in less than a month and a half. Z-Day is here.
Thank you. I'm the consolation prize. I don't know. What do you want to know? About the blog, the book?
Tell us a little bit about how you wrote it, how it came out.
All right. It was a blog. I was made to do it. They made me do it in school. It was a school project. I wrote the blog, 101 Days. Finished it up. The great Dr. Puss asked to read it on his podcast, catapulting the blog into the stratosphere of sales. And he decided to turn it into a wonderful novel and came out and doing great, doing really, really good, all thanks to Dr. Puss. That's where it comes from.
And who has helped you? What's your wife?
Well, of course, my wife has helped me every step of the way. Wonderful Darcy Fox. Go wife. Best wife in the world. She's been pimping it. And, of course, it came out in Zombology as an excerpt, as well as a prequel story called The Letter, also available in Zombology.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, just so I can, like, really make her nervous and shit, here's Darcy Fox.
Hello to all you good librarians. This is Darcy Fox, wife of Rob Fox. And we are just proud to be here at Horror Realm and proud and happy to be a part of Dr. Puss and everything that he's created for Library of the Living Dead Press. And we love everybody here, and it's been fantastic. And I'm very, very super proud of my husband. He is completely fucking awesome, and I love him. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to all the listeners and all the support. Great.
You know what, good librarian? She ain't just nice. She's hot. So that's all that matters. We also have us a young lady, and I do say young lady, traveled all the way down from British Columbia via Florida. Now, I want you to tell me how fucked up that is to go from Florida to British Columbia. It just kind of seems like it'd be a little bit different weather all the way around. But she done sent us two of the movies that we've been premiering here at the Horror Realm, and her name is Florida Possum. Pam, give us a yell out.
Oh, hi, this is Florida Possum. I don't know what to say.
I'm okay, just say something.
Something. Okay, thank you, Uno. Uno told me, what movies? Diner, Get It, and The Dead Outside, which is a little Scottish film, which is very good, actually. And Uno told me to say hi to all the librarians. So, hi, and I'm kind of shy, so I'm going to turn you back over to Doc right now. Bye.
Okay. Florida Possum done hooked us up with two movies that we showed last night that everybody was hooting and howling about and having a great time watching. Now, I'm going to bring you on somebody that you, I ain't going to tell what her name is, because as soon as she says her first damn word, you're going to know who it is. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the mystery guest.
Hi! I saw Camp Ray and I tried to give him goldfish crackers, but he didn't want them. And I shook his hand. And then he shook my hand again later, and it was very exciting. And then during his panel, I hiccuped, and he stopped, and he asked me if I was finished. And it was fun. He is very nice, and anyone who says otherwise can, well, read my shirt. It says, bite me. Okay, I want to go play with the puppy. I'm not done! Okay, I rubbed a big clump of grass in the back of Robert's big head, and he got a grass stain, and it was awesome. I stamped Timmy on Dr. Puss's forehead, but apparently it wiped off. Maybe you should get a permanent one. He gives me the thumbs up. I think that's what we're going to do later. What? There is a tattoo room around the corner. Hi to all the librarians, and Uno says I love you.
And April says, I love you too. All right, we also have someone that I have not met until this weekend, and it just freaked me out. I have known him from the days of Real Horror Forum and from his own forum, which sadly died, as did the Real Horror Forum, but we still kept up. I sent him Christmas presents. He likes Kool-Aid. Let me introduce you to the one and only Dark Wing Mantis.
Howdy-ho, good librarians. I just want to let you know that we're all having a great time out in the horror realm, and it's about goddamn time I finally got to lay my hands on Dr. Puss. And I tell you what, he's got a nice ass. I gave him a big old kiss. He kissed me back. I love it. So, I got to play with his meat out at the cookout. Let me tell you, that was some spicy sausage. Yeah. Hope you all get to come out next time. This is a blast, but like the words of the great LeVar Burton, you don't got to take my word for it. Try it yourself.
Or in the words of the great LeVar Burton when he's on like Star Trek, I can't see a goddamn thing. All right, I want to bring on a young man who traveled 3 freaking days on a goddamn Greyhound bus. And let me tell you, when I went and picked him up, he smelled like he traveled on a Greyhound bus for 3 goddamn days. Because this boy stunk. And I ain't being mean. His mama stunk too, because she came with him. Let me introduce you to my author of Sunrise, a zombie novel. This is Cody Boy.
Hello, everyone. Don't travel Greyhound. Don't do it. Not for 3 days. No, it's horrible. Don't do it. Fly or something. I just wanted to say hi and keep listening to Library of the Living Dead. This is Cody Boy, and I am going to let someone else talk now. Goodbye.
Well, good librarians, we're looking like we're getting ready to go out. We are looking at, right now, 6:17 p.m. Pittsburgh time. And you know what we're going to do at 7 o'clock? We're going to drink like we've been doing all day long. I better not do no podcasting after I start that, because I made friends with the bartender out front, and I got him a job for tomorrow, too. No, not one of them jobs. I got him a job that he's going to go ahead and still be the bartender. And it ain't one of them jobs, because he's too old to pay $50 for it. But he's going to work his bartender job. I ain't going to do no more podcasting tonight, because I'm going to sound like bigger of an asshole than I already am. So I just wanted to tell you, I love y'all. I love my good librarians. We're having one hell of a time at Horror Realm. And Dancing Fred, I'm going to cut your nuts off. It's Dr. Puss. Hey ho, let's go! Thank you guys.
Awesome. Okay, you heard it. Do you hate me now? Do you? Do you think less of me now? I hope you don't, because that was me in full Westy mode. Now, I'd just like to give a little bit of call out to you good librarians for making me do this. I thank you, because I had me one motherfucker of a great time standing up there and going fully ballistic in front of that big-ass audience. It was cathartic. And to that young lady, who's the one that stirred the shit and got a hold of someone who also stirred the shit, all I want to say to you is, fuck you. Love, Westy.